Last week, a handful of Maine ski areas opened for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic shut down the lifts in mid-March. This year, as resorts start to welcome skiers from in and out of state, safety's taken on a whole new dimension. Fred Bever has more.
After a sunny morning on the slopes at Western Maine's Sunday River Resort, season pass holders Alicia Bloom and Paul Busens were packing up to head back to their homes outside Boston.
I mean, it was like skiing on butter. It was beautiful.
They've been careful to follow pandemic travel guidelines. Those include Maine Governor Janet Mills' recent decision that travelers from Massachusetts were no longer exempt from quarantine or testing requirements.
When they removed the exemption for Massachusetts residents, I hightailed it and I've been up here for 2 weeks. He came up for the holiday and got tested.
It's kind of frustrating. It's testing on the way up, testing on the way back, so I'm heading over to Gray for a test on the way back today.
That's just one of the new realities that skiers and snowboarders face this season. Access to base lodges and indoor dining will be tightly controlled. Social distancing will be enforced on shuttle buses, ticket lines, lift lines, and even the lifts. Customers are being asked to suit up, boot up, and warm up at their cars. No indoor equipment storage available. Masks are required everywhere except when eating or actively skiing downhill. But skiers are used to a certain amount of trundling and to strategizing ways to stay warm, including, of course, wearing masks. Bloom and Busen say it's the social distancing that most profoundly changes the experience.
We're not in groups around Barker Pub or on the deck or anything like that, which is kind of part of it, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a big portion of skiing as well, as it's so social. It's great to be outdoors. I can't emphasize that enough, but we're doing it together rather than with all of our friends.
And for some, it's all a bit of a buzzkill.
It feels awful. Because everybody's skiing in masks and they shouldn't be.
Michael is a Massachusetts resident who heads uphill on skis with grippy skins to earn his turns back downhill. He asked that his last name not be used out of concern for social or professional repercussions.
People are just scared to talk to you. They, you know, move away from you. And just thinking about it, what are the chances of asymptomatic COVID-positive patients skiing up the mountain?
Most skiers seem appreciative, though, of the industry's efforts to help them safely satisfy their need for speed. Josh Thompson is director of the Sunday River Ski Patrol. He says skier safety now encompasses virus avoidance. And for his crew so far, that's mostly reminding people to pull up their masks.
99% of people are happy too, they just forgot. There's, of course, a few special folks out there that are seeking negative interactions, but it's not really anything to be negative about. This is what the industry is doing if we want to operate a ski resort, which we desperately do.
In normal years, Maine's alpine and Nordic ski resorts generate an estimated economic impact of more than $300 million. That's one reason the state worked closely with the industry to devise pandemic guidelines for this unusual year. State officials initially wanted skiers to answer a series of questions about their health and travel status before activating or picking up passes. But Dirk Gowans, director of the Ski Maine Association, helped convince state officials it would be better to post the guidelines prominently, then ask customers if they read them and agreed with them in whole.
If we had to ask every one of those specific questions to every single person who bought a lift ticket, the lines would be extremely long and would slow down the process significantly, which would almost increase the potential for spreading the virus.
Gowans adds that the industry and Maine's community college system have teamed up to create an online safety certification course all employees must complete. But while many on-mountain activities may be manageable within state guidelines, some events that add dimension to the experience and revenues to the resorts can present a more challenging viral vector. That's a major concern at the Camden Snow Bowl, host for more than three decades to the U.S. National Toboggan Championships.
Knock on wood, we have not had to cancel this event yet.
Holly Anderson is assistant director of the municipally owned Snow Bowl. She says in recent years, the event has drawn well more than 1,000 competitors for races that feature as many as four on a sled.
And then thousands of spectators. And because it's a big tailgating event. You know, everybody brings friends and college roommates, and you know, so the plan is to really pare it down from the 400 teams to half that number and only allow two-person teams.
The toboggan races are usually scheduled for February, so Anderson says there's a little time left before participants and state officials will need to be notified of any final decisions. Meanwhile, back at Sunday River, skier Alicia Bloom says she'll be grateful for any chance to snatch some time on a snowy slope.
This weekend's been great. The weather has been warm and the snow has been soft. It is the spring skiing we didn't get last year.
In addition to abundant snow, the ski areas are hoping that customers will study the guidance, plan appropriately, and treat their cars as their cozy new mini base lodges. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.